The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Well, I ran across an article, and it has to do with a subject that we've dealt with on the show before. However, the name doesn't sound very good. It's called butt chugging.
Oh, you put vodka down there so they can't breathe it at work?
Involve the vodka?
For instance,
yeah,
or alcohol of any sort.
Might have to check with my pharmacist again on this one tomorrow.
Yeah,
you over and shove some vodka in your ass.
The main draw to butt chugging is it doesn't go through any filters.
Right through your blood system, right?
And it gets people drunk faster and more intensely than regular drinking if you are using alcohol.
So does it hurt?
This could be a problem.
I ask puss.
That's a good question.
Hashtag Craig helping.
If we put a funnel in your butt, puss, and throw a shot of vodka in there, would that hurt?
I'm guessing it'll burn.
The funnel might hurt.
Yeah.
Greg said you'll need a funnel.
That's a perfect
Okay, if we just dump a shot of vodka in your ass, we don't need a funnel. Yeah. You're right.
There's a bunch of nerves in that part of your body. That's a perfectly sensible question.
You know what I almost did the other day? Because I have Visine in the morning when I'm waking up, and I grabbed it, and it was dark in the bathroom, and I almost poured a little small travel bottle of Scope in my eye.
Oh!
Almost. I mean, because I was, like, out of it anyway.
Right.
And the lid on my Visine bottle is always on anyway, so I unscrewed it.
Yeah.
And I went to go like this, and I realized it was that little bottle of Scope.
Okay, we got to go with your kids.
This from the same guy who used the ass itch cream for toothpaste.
I did.
You need to pay attention in the bathroom.
Well, I got everything laying right there in the sink. Man. I got to move stuff around.
Turn on the lights. Open up your eyes.
I don't like the lights on in the morning.
We got to talk to Becky and have her switch that out again so we get a story sometime this week. So I can't imagine that alcohol, if it's going into your intestines, doesn't sting.
Well, the only one I've ever seen live is when we're going to talk to him. Steve O's going to be in the studio, right?
A couple weeks, yeah.
Steve O's going to be here in the studio a couple weeks. And Steve O did a butt chug and beer, but it all popped right back out because it was too much. That's a horrible scene. One of the jackasses.
Okay, but still, it's there to hurt.
I want
to
ask you, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we can get an answer in the next 5 minutes.
He doesn't need a funnel.
Now, the point of the butt chugging story.
Oh, yeah, people are going to call.
Is that the kids nowadays are not just butt chugging the alcohol.
What else you got?
Todd's thinking about shoving that tramadol up his ass.
What all you got?
Well, now, according to the Racket Report, teens who want to experience a different type of high are taking this trend to a different level by butt-chugging cough syrup.
All right. Hang on. We got Jason here, who is an EMT. In McPherson, Kansas. What's up, Jason?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
So,
an EMT.
Have you seen this, or do you know what it does to you?
I have not personally seen it, but I have talked to other EMTs and paramedics that have had to do that.
Yep.
And when somebody's in a diabetic issue and they go unconscious and can't swallow, a honey bear in the bunghole, you got a sweet bunghole.
Oh, I got
it. Out of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you shove honey in their butt?
Well, yeah, those little honey bears.
Yeah. Honey bears,
it pulls them out of it.
So obviously the nerves down there are pretty sensitive. That's what Puss says, right?
Yeah, and they absorb a lot. So I'm thinking a shot of alcohol, it'd be like drinking, I don't know, Seth.
Man. Yeah. All right, we're going to try
it. Wait,
that.
Now, is it just air or is there honey in there?
No, the honey,
sugar.
Oh,
no, it's honey.
The sugar.
It's the honey.
The sugar gets right in the guy's system so the diabetic doesn't die because they can't put it in their mouth, right?
So it plugs them up that way.
All right. Well, that's what vodka would do to you then, too.
Interesting.
That might wake your ass up. All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
So the kids are now butt-chugging cough syrup. It turns out that the DXM, what's in there, the cough suppressant that's in the Robitussin and the Dimetapp, produces and almost hallucinogenic high when chugged in large doses.
Come on, kids,
leads to a loss of motor control, dizziness, seizures, and hallucinations, among other serious problems.
I don't want any of those.
So instead of just taking it orally, if you really want that to be in effect, apparently butt chugging is the proper way to do
this
it.
This is human nature, though. This is going to go on till
I realize it is
the end of time.
But we can warn our kids not to butt chug.
It's human nature.
Anything with that.
To consume.
Tell my kids today, whatever you do, don't butt chug
anything.
They're catching a buzz on. Try it a little differently.
Either one of them.
Listen,
no matter
Dad,
what, how they
come
turn
on,
out.
Dad. I just learned how to snort with my ass. Give me a chance.
Kids, I don't want you shoving anything in your butt.
Because that's what's going to happen. You know, Jimmy learned to snort with his ass, and he's taught us all how to do cocaine.
No, no, you can breathe that way.
And then you'd say, don't do that. Somehow, you'd have to get through to him. But no, somebody's going to die by snorting through something through their ass.
Snorting whiskey.
Someday in the
drinking
next...
Drinking cocaine.
I predict that will happen within the next 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
The number of people already signed up for Obamacare
is
exceeding government predictions for 2016. Over 11 million Americans have enrolled so far, including about 4 million people under 35.
It's already ruined 350 million jobs.
No, he's actually improved the lives of a lot of people, and it's working. Petey Mac just checked in. He's in for the butt chugging. he texted me. I just get this Petey Mac. I'm in. We know Petey's going through some tough times.
It's quite possibly the biggest
he's
failure
liable to try it for us, man.
Since Nazism in the United States.
No, it's not. I read an article the other day that the medical doctors like it. It's working. There are some bugs. It needs to be helped out a little bit,
yes,
but not get rid of.
The insurance companies need more young people.
Right, to sign up.
Yeah, they do.
I read a different
article.
By the
way, it's not called free health care. You do got to pay for it a little
and
bit.
And you're completely wrong.
Yeah. I know I'm not, actually.
It's supposed to be free.
My father-in-law is alive because of it. I know a lot of people that have
everybody
benefited from Obamacare.
Who has a job gets free health care.
If your kids are still on your health insurance and are below 26 and you're a big right-wing Republican, thank you, Obamacare, because you can keep on your insurance.
What about you? Do you pay for your health care?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't.
Yeah.
Rick.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Rick.
What's up?
We had a buddy do the butt-chugging thing.
What kind of alcohol?
Jim Beam.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It went down to his girlfriend did it to us while we were all on the floor crying laughing.
Okay, how much?
Oh, no, she did it to him while you guys all watched.
How much?
Oh yeah, we tried to watch. We couldn't wipe the tears away fast enough to see what happened.
Yeah, that's
pretty much. How much? Where are we talking? A fist?
Oh no, it was the big bottle.
Oh my
giant.
God! Are you kidding me?
Well, that could kill somebody.
He got all of it in, and then when she pulled it out of him, majority of it came out.
Okay, but still, though, some of it had to get into his system.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because about 5 minutes later, I walked back downstairs, and I said, how you feeling? He goes, dude, I feel like I just drank an entire, like, six bottles of that, and I can barely see.
By the way, I hate to impugn your friend, but what kind of woman does that in front of all his buddies?
Yeah.
Well, who... Why wouldn't
Well, this
you?
Is why we. This is why you don't bet on NFL football. And you lose that.
Good answer.
My only question is that covered under Obamacare. Yeah. You know, if you get a butt chugging trauma.
You know, thanks, man.
Butt chugging trauma.
Well,
is
like
covered.
I said, in the scene from Jackass, one of the Jackass movies, when
I want to know if they're
they
all...
shove a, they shove a whole bottle of beer in Steve-O's butt. He's got a. It hurts for a while, and they plunge it. Remember?
Yeah.
They plunge it. But we're talking about a shot. Don't put a hole. Yeah. Don't get your Skinnered on and put some whiskey in your ass.
And then don't try and jump in and make sure you don't waste any.
Oh,
just
no.
Let it go.
I would watch that though. Here we get somebody to do it to Petey, and we'll all watch. Not in the studio. That'd be wrong. Actually, it's going to be wrong wherever it's happening.
Yeah.
Kids, don't do that.
Please.
Yeah.